Andy, commiserations. I know that's not the way you wanted it to end. The dream was to get to the final, but when you're going down in a game like that, it was a pretty frantic finish and a pretty epic game to be involved in.
Yeah, listen, it's not the way we wanted it to finish, Rob. At 77 minutes, we're 6 points behind, and I honestly felt we were going to sneak it. You could see both teams were nervous from the outset. Well, certainly the Stormers were nervous from the outset, and then they found their mojo. We got into a bit of a lull then, but it was a tit for tat sort of a game. I think in the end, the best team won, mate. But what a brilliant occasion for our blokes. A lot of those fellas, it's their first time playing on a big stage like that. And I thought, we ran the defending champions pretty close. I don't think the scoreline in the end was reflective. That last try probably hurt us, but we'll hurt that scoreline. But listen, at the end of the day, I think the best team won.
There was key moments where little mistakes will rankle. How do you kind of assess that? Would you be saying to the players that, look, we win together, we lose together, or would you understand that certain players are going to be like, God, I had a chance there and it was the wrong moment to make a mistake, etc.?
Oh, mate, it's a big stage. Like, and we do win together, lose together. It's a massive stage, and it's a massive experience for some fellas who've never played on that stage before. So we will be better, or Connacht will be better for that experience. And there's going to be frustration. We knew before the game, you've got 40,000+ people here. There is additional pressure, and I think those players will reflect upon that and they'll learn from that experience. But at the same time, I can never doubt the effort that went in there, the desire to win that game. And I thought, as I said, with 3 minutes to go, we're within a score to steal what most would have said was going to be an amazing victory. But we didn't do it. But we certainly put ourselves in with a chance.
Bottom line, you're going to get a lot of plaudits for having a great season, for turning something in January where Connacht were way outside to winning 7 of 8 to get to this point. You're going to get all the plaudits for that. Is that the way that your mind is going to go, or will you be just cursing the missed opportunity here?
Yeah, it's cursing the missed opportunity. Like, I think Connacht's, I've loved my time here, the 5 years, but we don't want to be the team that loses a game and everyone pats you on the back and says, geez, you're good little fighters, because we're actually more than that. I think we're more than that. And I think the way the club's going, it's a matter of time and it will start to win these games. So the plaudits will feel a bit hollow, to be honest with you. I can't control those. What I can control is what we've been able to control is the way we've grown as a team, and as the way we'll continue to grow. I think Pete Wilkins coming in as the new head coach next year, the coaching team he's got, the playing staff that we've got, I think there's enormous, enormous opportunity for this team to keep growing. I've got every faith that it will keep growing. And one day, not in the not too distant future, I reckon they will hold the trophy.
We'll get a chance, Andy, to talk more here on Galway Bay FM with you before you depart. But thanks for your time. And just quickly to Jack, Jack, I mean, listeners to Galway Bay, people who've watched on the screen, they've really been taken aback by what Connacht have achieved in the last few weeks, and obviously getting to this stage. But I'm sure, first and foremost, you it's really, really gutted dressing room there that you're not going to be in the final.
You said it there. I think probably the manner in how we lost as well at crucial times, individual errors, I suppose, from a place where we could have put pressure on them, putting pressure on ourselves. So it's a very somber and quiet changing room. But obviously, we took a moment for the people who are finishing up. Friendly beside me, Marms, Mossy, Diebold. So obviously we'll get our chance to say our goodbyes during the week, but it's a disappointing change room, as you said.
How would you compare this season with all the other seasons, Jack? I mean, it's been an adventure and it's been a quite of an unexpected journey that you've taken, but how would you kind of mark it now as you sit here?
I think a few of us were speaking about it the last couple of days. It's probably been the most enjoyable season of my career to date anyways, especially from Christmas onwards. I think we'd created something special with the group we had. Obviously there's a few moving on. We struck the balance between enjoyment but also doing our job, and I think that's what led us to where we were today. Fortunately, we didn't have enough on the day, but that's what we'll try to replicate moving on.
I'm just thinking the way you turned that around, the 24-8, the game was almost gone. You didn't think that. What was key to Connacht sitting in a game of 20, you know, a 4-point margin by the 66-minute mark?
I think it was just sticking to plan. Look, we know that the Stormers bring a massive amount of line speed, and it was about playing into that. I think in terms of our kicking game, at times it helped us put pressure on them. It was just about doing what we said from the offset, and I think that's what enabled us to start the game well and got us back into the game. But then there's key moments of where we switched off. That's what hurt us.
And finally, I mean, there's a lot of young players in that dressing room. They must want, now that they got this close, they'll want to get back there again. What's key to that, to try and get Connacht back to this stage next year?
Yeah, obviously we've had a taste for it now. It's about, as you said, them young players driving it forward, the older players that are there driving it forward. And I think the players even who aren't here, who are back home in the academy, and young people coming through in grassroots in the province, that's what the last couple of weeks will do. It'll drive them to kind of come into the team and push the province forward.